A $56 million school bond failed in the 2015 election. Since then, the needs of the district have increased the proposed bond amount to $100 million. Superintendent Dr. Amber Conley is in agreement with the consultant's advice to postpone the bond initiative until a later time.
If you look at the last meeting, I was fairly opinionated and said that given the information that we have from the pre-bond survey and looking at how other districts who have failed a bond and then have come back and passed a bond, it would be my recommendation to wait until 2018 at least.
Board member Petra Butler says the meeting on Tuesday will be an opportunity for everyone to weigh in on the bond decision.
We know we have capacity issues within our schools. We want to ensure that we have a successful preschool and kindergarten program. We've got issues with regard to the sixth grade curriculum and where it belongs. We know that we need to move our ninth graders, and we know that we have a need with Treasure. And so I think it's part of a discussion that we want to have, and we want to include our board members. If you notice, we're even having public comment tomorrow. So we want to make sure the public's aware of that so they can come and share their ideas. So I think these are all things that we need to discuss. And yes, we did take the recommendation of the superintendent to heart, but we want to give the opportunity for every board member to express their concerns about whether we move forward or we hold off.
Butler says the board has to look at the planning that's been done in the past and the trust issues the public has with the board's decision making.
I think we definitely need to go back and look at what we've done to date. I think it's really important to understand the things that we've done really well and maybe to figure out what we need to do better if we choose to move forward. I think we have to give credit to what's been done in the past. So, Leslie, I don't want to necessarily say we need to start over, but yes, we do need to go back and incorporate a lot of what's been done into what we're going to do moving forward.
Superintendent Conley hopes the community will give input to the board and help solve the district's building, curriculum, and growth challenges.
My goal is to always look at the academics and look at making sure that every facility is safe and that our children are healthy and able to learn. I really believe that the community can come together and help us problem solve the facilities, but that's what we're asking. We need some help. We need everyone to get on board and help us solve this problem. It's a problem. And the divisiveness of you know, this plan versus another plan, we've got to be able to have those conversations together and move forward.
Still, the overcrowding in some schools, the deterioration of Treasure Mountain Junior High School, and the curriculum needs to put ninth grade back into the high school plays into the school board's decision-making. They'll meet on Tuesday at 9 a.m. at the district office on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.